Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. I am joined by Kale Sorbo producing today. The air horns are tired today, guys. We are live in Arizona and we watched the Rockies season opener last night. I'm sure you heard what happened. We're going to break down what happened. But by the way, this show is presented by Factor Meals. Listen, it took the Rockies 38 minutes to get through the third inning. It'll take you 2 minutes to make these balanced meals. Use code DNVRROCKS50 to save 50%. Yeah, that was a rough game. And actually, it's the worst Rockies season opener we've ever seen. And a lot of the takes we had before this game certainly didn't age well. But I stand by. Someone on Twitter called us DeLulu. He also spelled DeLulu like wrong, but I think he meant DeLulu. I don't think we were delusional. We were reading the vibes. We were reading the room. We were talking to these guys. They said they were locked in. They said they were locked in. And maybe they weren't as locked in as they thought yesterday.
Yeah. We did literally ask everybody in the organization if they were locked in.
Everyone.
Everyone. And everyone. Everybody was like, locked in.
They were locked in. They're so locked in. Someone on Twitter went like, oh, I'd hate to see what it would have looked like if they weren't locked in. They did not look locked in that third inning. I don't care what anyone says. But
no, they were not locked in that third inning. I mean, errors all over the place.
Well, technically, there were no errors. It was just like,
I mean, yeah,
there was
you're right. No technical errors, but like,
we're going to really like break down what happened. Cause like, there was a catch in there where like, it was like, we expect so much from Brenton Doyle, right? And there's a catch that was like just a little in center and he missed it. And I feel like that was one of the sliding door moments, but there were a lot of sliding door moments that really derailed this game. And it was brutal. We do have some people in the comments, though. Tellers in the chat. These comments are about to be a mess. Friday afternoon drinking game. Take a shot. Every time someone says sell the team. Yeah, Dick Monfort was in the house, was there watching the game. Did leave his seat by the end of the third inning. I'm not sure when. I don't know where he goes when he leaves the seat. I actually don't know. But yeah, he's never going to sell the team, as we know. People are going to say it anyway. And we can't do a drinking game with you guys, by the way, because we do still have to go back to the park and, you know, cover game two. So no shots for us, but I will say it is time for us already to check in for our flights home. And we're a little exhausted. There's something about opening day. It just feels like when you wake up the next day after you've been working such a long day and you're running all around the ballpark, I feel like I was run over by a truck. I'm low-key feeling like it's a hangover, but I had not a drop to drink. But yeah. Oh, so Wappleganger in the chat. I'm sure it'll be mentioned Beeks, Mears, and Vodnik looked sharp, and that's what I'm going to take away from this. Oh, we are so going to talk about that. That'll be our second segment, by the way. We're going to talk about what went right also, because some things went right. And exactly your point, these three pieces of the bullpen were so sharp. They were so sharp. Yeah. Locked in or locked out. Yeah. It was a tough start. It was a tough way to start the season. A tough start for Kyle Freeland. And I mean, the other crazy part of this story is that we had a pitcher make his major league debut. What a crazy way to start your career. We have so many. I wish I went back and asked Buddy, like, why was this always the plan to put Molina in this game and have him debut today? Or what about an inning that Kyle Freeland couldn't handle made us think that a guy who's never pitched a major league game could handle it?
It was kind of a crazy spot to put a first time major league pitcher in. I wish we would have, nobody was thinking about it in the moment after the game, but as we were walking home, we were like, huh, I wish we could have asked Buddy about that. Maybe we'll get a chance to ask him today, but it's a tough spot to put a young player in. It's a really tough spot to put a young player in. And I know the organization still believes in this guy long-term, but he got rocked yesterday.
He got rocked. I mean, like, the explanation I can think is that, like, clearly, like, one of the things that we were wondering about Kyle is that we were wondering, was he tipping pitches? Buddy said that he would have to look at it. Kyle didn't seem like he believed that he was tipping pitches. But I guess what better way to break that cycle than to have a pitcher out there who, like, this D-backs team, they have not seen his stuff. So they're not familiar with it. So, like, okay, I guess I get that part. But, oh, actually, guys, thank you so much. The chat is popping, by the way. Jack saying the Rockies should be relegated to the minor leagues. If Major League Baseball was like soccer, that would be actually so crazy. Daniel in the chat, at one point, Freeland threw three straight inside fastballs to Gurriel with bases loaded. It's the game management, maybe? That's a fair question. You know what? Speaking of management, we talk to Buddy after all of these games. Do we have that first clip ready to go? So here is how our chat with Buddy started yesterday, immediately after the Rockies 16-1 loss to the Diamondbacks.
Buddy, this game boiled down to essentially a third inning. What did you see with Kyle Freeland?
You know, I think Spilly, you know, probably some balls just a little bit up and probably caught too much of the plate. I'd have to reconstruct that inning on, when we look at video, but it looked to be a number of fastballs and pitches sort of up in the strike zone and not down at the knees with Kyle's usual movement. And then Molina, same thing, fastball up, out over the plate. The changeup didn't come into play, or a slider. That was a tough, baptism for him in his very first major league outing. But everybody's career path is different. But that was the Anthony's. But, they had a lot of momentum. They just kept getting hits and, balls kept going through and balls, kept dropping the balls that sort of, a couple were looped into the outfield. But, that's baseball.
Yeah, buddy, that's baseball. Oh, gosh, I'm so tired. Yeah, let's talk a little more about that third inning. Something also kind of wild in this game. The Diamondbacks led off the first three innings with a single. And the third inning, I'm looking at my scorecard right now. Oh my gosh, almost every guy got a hit. Every guy got on base. Most of them got on twice. Almost everyone scored. Corbin Carroll's the only one who didn't score. But he drew a walk to load the bases twice in that inning on two different pitchers. It was, we were calling it a waking nightmare because, it was just hit after hit after hit. And like every time the bat cracked and there was another guy on base and there was another guy coming home, it was literally a waking nightmare. It was pretty brutal. It was pretty brutal. Let's see what else we have in the chat. Teller's adding even more reasons for shots. Daniel in the chat, we need Block in that situation, not Molina. Yeah, Ty Block is in AAA. And I think AAA, the season starts today, by the way. But that's where Ty Block is right now. And Anthony Molina had to be on the big league roster because he is a Rule 5 draft pick. But that was pretty brutal to watch. I'm going to take it to Kyle Freeland because, of course, like we're always going to talk to Kyle Freeland after he has a start, whether it's a good start or a bad start. And we heard what Buddy saw in that third inning. Here is Kyle Freeland's perspective on the third inning of opening day.
Kyle, that third inning, what were you feeling out there? What was kind of going on for you?
They were just hitting everything. Everything was kind of left, middle, and up. Wasn't hitting my spots well at all. Wasn't executing down the zone. And a team like that has good bats all the way through, took advantage of every single mistake.
Yeah. Kyle Freeland, obviously not happy with the outcome of that. The other crazy part of that inning, too, like he just couldn't get an out. He got one out. And we had already almost batted around that one time when we got that out. Or when we saw that out. You know what I mean, please. It was absolutely brutal. I don't know, depending on your definition of batting around, technically the Diamondbacks batted around twice because they completed the circle. The order, the entire batting order went around twice. The other thing, though, we were talking about this, too. So I was the Angels game last year, the 25-1 loss. I was not physically there for that game, even though I'm there for almost every other game, because it was the day my best friend got married. So then, of course, we're putting together content last night, and Kayla's like, oh, what day? Do you know what day that Angels game was? I'm like, yeah, I'm actually going to remember the day for the rest of my life because it's my best friend's wedding anniversary. I wonder if I'll remember March 28th, 2024 for the rest of my life, too. I hope I don't. It was one of 162, but it's only one of 162. That was like my silver lining last night. Yeah. Okay, so some other, yeah, we're going to bring it back in. Bring it back into pitching, that third inning, where it all fell apart. We mentioned also a major league debut for Anthony Molina, the Rule 5 draft pick that we picked up this offseason. His ERA after his one out in that inning, he has a 162 ERA. That is insane. That is an insane way to start your season and an insane way to start your major league career. But obviously, that is... We didn't talk to him after the game, obviously. That would be a little rude. But... from what Buddy said, he's got a lot of support around him. I don't think Buddy had talked to him just yet. I think he was going to... Did he say he was going to wait until the morning, talk to him in the morning? So I don't know what they talked about, but Buddy had so much to say about this major league debut, one of the worst debuts we could imagine. But can we play what Buddy had to say?
Well, you know, I'll talk to him tomorrow. I'll let this sink in a little bit. We'll put our arms around him. He's a young kid. I mean, we like the future. But you know, he's got a lot of support from his teammates. But this was a tough one for him. But you know, these types of games will show a kid's mettle. And from what I've gathered from being around him for 6 weeks, you know, he's a tough kid, and he'll bounce back.
I really do hope that he does bounce back. I believe he'll bounce back. Here's the thing, though. I mean, he had such a great spring. Kyle had such a great spring. And the two of them had a terrible opening day. Meanwhile, and we'll get to this in just a second, but a couple of these bullpen pieces who were great in yesterday's game had a really rough spring. So basically, like, what is the point of even doing spring training? No, stop it. I'm, like, not even making sense. We can't read too much into spring training. It's really impossible to predict a season based on someone's spring training. It's not impossible to predict that right when we get back to Denver, I'm going to open up an ice cold Breck brew because, first of all, they're our OG craft beer sponsor. They've been with us since day one. We love our Breck Brews, the official craft beer of DNVR. And Breck Brew has a beer for any occasion. No better way to watch a game or maybe unwind after a game than with a Breck Brew. Some of our favorites, guys, Avalanche Amber Ale, still ever Avalanche Amber season, the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, Let's Ride, the Fun Slinger, and of course the Good Company Hard Seltzer for my Seltzy guys and my Seltzy girls. Go to the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. You can find a seat at a game near you with Game Time, and they have a really cool opening day promotion going on that is going on until April 14th, I believe. But yeah, they have a cool deal where you can, if you're spending $150 on a set of tickets, maybe it's one ticket, maybe it's two tickets, maybe it's 10 tickets. If you're spending $150 or more, use code FIRSTPITCH to get $20 off that purchase. So that's valid from now until April 14th, but you're going to save so much when you wait last minute, and you can even kind of visualize what your seats are going to look like too. So I always love using Game Time. Download the Game Time app right now. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Use code first pitch. There we go. Let's talk about some later pitches. What went right? What went right in this game? And the bullpen actually was, after Molina, the bullpen was great. The bullpen was scoreless. It was a much better game after the third inning. It's just the third inning was so catastrophic. But we saw such great outings from Victor Vodnik, from Jalen Beeks, his Rockies debut, Nick Mears, who, you know, we've seen. But yeah, we got 2 1/3 inning out of Jalen Beeks, 2 innings out of Vodnik, 1 inning out of Mears. Nick Mears, like, quick inning, by the way. Threw 11 pitches, 9 of them were strikes. Like that. Jalen Beeks had some decent pitch efficiency, 23 pitches, 17 strikes. That's over 2 innings, 2 1/3 inning. We had good pitch efficiency from these guys in the bullpen. And also, Buddy pointed this out to us too. Everyone used the same amount of relievers in this game. Both sides had 4 relievers. Just very different outcomes. Random Nachos in the chat. First of all, love your username just because I love nachos. We really got to lose our minds over game 1 of 162. We're supposed to be bad. One game doesn't mean our team won't grow throughout the season. Random Nachos, thank you. What a not so random on point thought. I totally agree. We were saying this last night too. Like, we keep bringing up the Angel series because that is such a recent game where the Rockies got hella rocked. But you have to remember too, that was such a catastrophic loss, just such a big dramatic score. The Rockies still won that series, guys. They still won the series. It's just one. Like, even though it was a terrible loss, and yeah, we can definitely see some very clear places that we can see improvement, it's still one game. It just counts as one loss. Daniel also adding in the chat, Mears was throwing some velo. Yeah, Nick Mears was super quick, and we were very grateful for that. But yeah, Buddy did, of course, talk about the bullpen. Can we play that? All right, here's what Buddy had to say about these young pitchers in the bullpen last night.
Well, yeah, the Beeks, Vodnik, and Mears restored order. You know, they put up, you know, 5 zeros, which is what we needed, right? We used 4 relief pitchers. Granted, you know, we threw a number of pitches between, you know, Vodnik and Molina. But you know, they used 4 relievers. We used 4. Our pitch count was a little bit up. You know, one huge inning was the backbreaker. But those guys did a good job. They threw really well. I thought Mears' stuff was great. I thought Beeks' stuff ticked up from what we saw in spring training. And Victor, he hung in there, man. There's just a long at bat to Walker, sort of got his pitch count up. But Victor threw the ball well, too. You know, fastball had life. Threw some good sliders, threw some good changeups, you know, was on the attack. That was a good one for Victor when it counted because it was a rough spring, as we know.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. Bullpen was great when it counted. So we have that to look forward to. We have that to look forward to. Wappleganger in the chat, I just want to see the home run helmet. The weird thing also about this very high scoring game is that there was one home run. All of those runs scored, there was one home run. I was looking at the box score before the game started. I was like, oh my gosh. So the Rockies only had 4 hits that whole game. The only run came from a Brendan Rodgers double and then a Ryan McMahon RBI double. Back to back, you know, to start the second inning. Rockies only had 4 hits that whole game. The Diamondbacks had 18 hits. Oh my gosh. I did not enjoy it. Did not enjoy that part of it. It was just a lot, like Kale mentioned before the show, just a lot of the sounds of a ball hitting a bat. But yeah, home run helmet. We saw one whole home run. But still, they were doing fireworks after every run scored, right?
I don't know. I lost track. But there was a lot of fireworks last night.
So many fireworks. I think they ran out of fireworks. They might have. Honestly, like, if the fire marshal's probably like, you guys have to stop doing fireworks, like, we're in the desert, and you're gonna cause a wildfire. Another good point, if I mentioned this already in the show, like, wow, I'm, my brain, hello, we're here. Some Philly account tweeted at me because Jake Cave came into the game in what, the sixth inning? Yeah, the sixth inning. He came in the sixth inning, took over right field, saved the Rockies a run. That's good enough for me, saving the Rockies a run in a high scoring game like this. Yeah, I love that. But someone on Twitter responded to my screenshot of the scorecard from the third inning, and he goes, "Oh, that's the Jake Cave effect." I'm like, did you even like look at the box score or like look at the game summary or like look at the lineup? Like, Jake Cave was not in the game in the third inning, and he also saved the Rockies a run. So like, if you're gonna come at me, if you're gonna make fun of these guys, please be informed. Please be informed. Trenton in the chat, it's only game one, cannot overreact just yet. Am I overreacting? Let me know in the chat. We're going to open up a poll. Is Susie overreacting? I think I'm being pretty reasonable. But again, someone did call us delusional for how we were talking about the Rockies leading into this first game. And I don't think we were delusional. And I don't think we're being really dramatic right now.
No, I stand by everything we said because, like,
yeah,
all we were talking about was how close the guys are and how good the vibe around the clubhouse was, which is just us reporting what we were seeing with our own eyes.
Yeah.
And that's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
There isn't anything wrong with that. I think where we lost everyone was saying that the guys were locked in. And I guess it didn't look very locked in. And first of all, I mean, oh my gosh, that was the caption on a beautiful picture that Kale took down on the field while the national anthem was going on. The guys are standing there. There's this beautiful sunset. And we're like, yeah, this is a team that's locked in. And now Kale's going to end up on Cold Takes Exposed.
You know, it's always been a lifelong dream of mine. So, you know, just knocking bucket list stuff off left and right on this trip.
Wait, would this be your first Cold Takes Exposed?
Old Takes Exposed, yes, it would. It would be my first Old Takes Exposed if we actually got Old Takes Exposed.
Wow. Let's see. We'll see what happened. Oh, yeah, Trenton in the chat adding, talking mostly about the internet overreacting. Yeah, the narrative right now for the Rockies amongst people online is not good. It's not good. Hank in the chat, another positive. It was good seeing Montero hit the ball hard. Yeah. Yeah. He's got some power. And he was the DH. I like him in that DH spot. Chris Bryant was at first. Charlie was in right until Jake Cave was. Tolia came in and took over at first base. Everyone got their playing time at their spot that they're supposed to be at. All right. Anything else? Anything else about what went right? Let me know your positives in the chat. And we'll circle back to it. What were you saying, Kale?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, honestly, just I think, like, there's a lot of upside to some of the new bullpen pieces they brought in. I mean, they really, like, just like Buddy said, they showed some, like, really nice, like, like all of them had two pitches that went very, very well last night. Mm-hmm. So it was good stuff to see.
Yeah. Thank you for adding that. We're going to circle back to some more positives, looking forward to the rest of the season in just a second. But bring yourself over to is Circle K. I mean, we have them down here in Arizona, obviously. We also have them back home in Colorado. It is totally free to join the Inner Circle, by the way. So easy to download. Use the QR code on this screen. You need an email address and a phone number. I know y'all got those. And then you are going to save 25 cents off a gallon on your first five fill-ups. It would be crazy to not enroll yourself. And you're going to get discounts on a bunch of stuff that you purchase regularly from the store. And total sidebar, you can text Colorado's Circle K's. The number is 31310. Send them the letters DNVR, like the name of this podcast. And you can get a free Polar Pop of any size from any of Colorado's Circle K's. But do remember that message and data rates may apply. And you might get periodic reoccurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at Circle K. And again, sign up for the Inner Circle with the QR code or the link in the description of the pod. We should also shout out our friends, our presenting sponsors at Factor Meal Kits. My Factor Meal Kits are going to come in when I'm back in town, and I'm so excited. Baseball season's long. You were looking at how tired we are after just one day of covering baseball because the days are long and crazy, but I still want to eat well, so I have the energy to keep going. And that is where Factor Meals are going to save me, because not only are these dietitian approved, they're also chef crafted. They're never frozen, and they take just 2 minutes to make. And you've more than 35 different options to choose from every single week. And you can even do things like, if you want to focus on protein, if you want to do keto, there's so many add-ons to keep you staying fueled up all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today. Go to factormeals.com/DNVRROX50. That's DNVRROX50. And then use that code DNVRROCKS50 to save 50% off that first order. Again, that's code DNVRROCKS50. Go to factormeals.com/DNVRROCKS50 to get 50% off. All right. Person I'm ready to pop off, who didn't necessarily pop off last night, but we're still pretty high on him, Brenton Doyle. Brenton Doyle, our Gold Glove center fielder who... What did he do? He did not get any hits, no hits last night for him. But a couple of strikeouts. Brenton Doyle, come on. No. I'm still very hopeful for him. Again, this was a bad night for the Rockies, but he put in so much work in the offseason, and there's no way that's not going to show up in the season. So we did have a chance to, we were talking to Brenton Doyle a little bit. Should we play his little interview? But yeah, we talked to Brenton Doyle about what he did this offseason, his batting stance, because I love his batting stance. But here is our conversation with Brenton Doyle right before opening day. All right, Brenton Doyle, first, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Ready to get this thing rolling.
You seem really ready. You had such an exciting spring. How are you feeling about all the stuff you worked on this offseason?
Yeah, it's very rewarding. I had some good results this spring and a lot of confidence going into the season, so I'm pumped about it.
Can I, we're going to ask you some preseason predictions, but first I kind of want to ask you about some mechanical stuff, because Buddy had mentioned that you made some mechanical changes, right, things that you worked on really all off season. Yeah. Can you tell us a little about those?
Yeah, it's more offensive stuff, just trying to use my legs a little bit more in my swing and keep my head a little quieter throughout the whole swing. So just making it a little bit more efficient and seeing the ball a little bit better. So it's going well so far.
I think you have such an interesting stance because your legs go so wide. Yeah. How did you develop this batting stance?
I have pretty strong legs, so why not try to use them as much as I can? So I try to widen out a little bit and make sure I'm staying in them, because when I start wide, I know I'm already in my legs and I don't have to go in it during my load. So that's probably the biggest adjustment with it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we also, that conversation went on. And you've seen some of it, because we posted a video of all of the preseason predictions. Who did Brenton Doyle say would hit the first home run?
I think he said Nolan Jones.
I think he did say Nolan Jones.
Yeah.
I think he said Tovey's going to pop off.
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll let's do a do-over. We're going to see what happens tonight, because we are still going to this game.
He could still be right about both of those predictions.
Exactly. I mean, listen, we've watched one game. I think Buddy said Chris Bryant's going to hit the first home run for the Rockies.
He did. Buddy said Chris Bryant. Yep.
He did say that. That didn't make the video because we asked him after the video. Yes. I know. I'd like one last question with him. And I was like, do I ask him who hits the first home run, or do I ask him if he's locked in? Maybe he wasn't locked in.
Buddy is the one person we didn't ask if he was locked in. Maybe it's our fault because we didn't ask Buddy if he was locked in.
Oh my gosh, maybe it's all on us. I don't even want to talk about the other reason why I think it might be all on us. Should we?
Okay, yeah, we have to own this. So I gotta put myself on camera for this.
Okay, yeah, Kale is so funny with this, by the way.
Yesterday, there's been a lot of talk about my mustache this week.
Kale is like a star at spring training, because like the Rockies press group, the press corps, like they don't really know Kale that well. And now they're getting to know him because they've seen him every day. And Kale is a celeb right now.
Yeah, not a celeb, but there's been a lot of talk about my mustache. So I was joking around yesterday. I was like, what if I just showed up without a mustache, just clean shaven, nobody even recognized me. And Susie says, if they lose 25-1, like in the Angels game last year, you have to shave it. like, as a joke, this is pregame. We're just walking around the stadium getting B-roll at this point. But Susie made the joke, and then they got they gave up a 14-run inning. So it was super fun.
Yeah, so this might be on me, for real, for real. I just, like, couldn't. To be fair, okay, it wasn't like that. If it was 25-1, Kale would 100% be walking with no facial hair.
Yeah, if they had actually lost, like, fully 25-1, I would have come in with no facial hair, yeah.
But I'm feeling a little responsible, you guys. I'm feeling a little like I maybe invited an unpleasant energy, and that's on me. Trenton in the chat, bullpen looked good after that third inning. Just picked up the pieces. Yeah, buddy said they restored order, and that we desperately needed to see some order restored. Teller's in the chat. D-backs had 8 hits with 105-plus miles per hour exit velocity last night. Woof. Yeah, some of those were really hard hit. Honestly, when the Rockies had their own hard hits, but like I feel like every hit they had went directly to the glove of the fielder that was just standing there. Like there were multiple times when that happened. So I think a lot of it too, a little bad luck for the Rockies. This is also a hot Diamondbacks team that is coming off just such an exciting postseason run last year.
To put some context into being in the stadium last night, they played the documentary they had made of their postseason run as the pregame, like, basically entertainment for the whole stadium.
Yeah.
So, like, the guys were, like, getting hyped off of this, like, incredibly well-put-together documentary the whole time they're out there for pregame. And just, like, getting hyped. So I just think they were juiced and ready to go, like, from a Diamondbacks side. Because, like, I just think that energy from last year's postseason run just kind of carried right into today.
Yeah, they definitely got, like, in some capacity, they were reliving the really good moments. And, like, again, the Diamondbacks had such an amazing, unexpected run last year. So, yeah, I'd run through a brick wall if I was reliving my best career moments, too. What the hell? Oh, my gosh. All right, moving on. Some more chats over here. Dr. Van Nostrand? I don't know what your name means. Is it a name? I love what you have to say, though. Thank you. Y'all deserve a raise for having to cover this team. Whatever they're paying you ain't enough. Send this one to Spano. No, we don't have to cover this team. We get to cover this team. Every day we're at the ballpark is still an absolute blessing.
And I cannot stress enough how, like, yes, that inning sucked, but, like, these guys are all really nice people and, like, a joy to be around. And, like, covering this team on a day-to-day is a very pleasant experience. I just have to stress that.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I love that you get to, like, see it because, like, again, like, the Rockies beat is so one of the smaller beats of this company. Yeah. So, like, not everyone that, like, we work with knows what my day-to-day is like during the part of the year for me that matters the most. So I'm glad that I've got some witnesses.
Yeah.
You are a witness. You're a subpoenaed witness on this podcast today.
I am a witness. Subpoena your producer.
Wafflegänger, good or bad, I love the Rockies. It's just a game. Ain't that serious. Let's have fun. Yeah, I agree. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. We've got 3 more games in Arizona if you're listening to us live. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be at the park again. We're going to be at Chase Field. We're going to talk to the Rocks in a couple of hours. We're going to post some content on social media. We're going to post some post-game takeaways too. And then this show will be back on Sunday. We're going to have a Sunday post-game show. Stay tuned on Twitter for the timing on that because, again, who knows how long a game is. The Nuggets play that day too, right?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
I think they do. I'm like, I just already know Kayla's working. I know that. Random Nachos, covering baseball for a job. I don't care how trash the team is. That's the dream job. It is a dream job. Thank you for saying that. And again, Kale mentioned this, but it's a great group of guys. They are very pleasant to be around. Buddy is a joy.
I would die for Bud Black.
You would.
I have only known him for a week, and I would die for Bud Black. I love that man.
He already has a nickname for you. Like, I don't even have a nickname. At least not one that I know of.
Oh, it is funny. Every time, JJ Cale.
Which, like, I still don't know who that is, but it's a singer, right? A country singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's an old country singer. I had never heard of him, but Bud Black has, so that's what matters.
And, of course, Thomas Harding and Patrick Saunders, too. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, they're all on the same page, and, like, they all have, like, their inside jokes, and they all, like, they have a very similar sense of humor that I'm just like, who are you talking about? I'm just a teen. I don't know music from the 70s. I wasn't there. We're going to be here, though. That's for sure. We're going to be here in Arizona for this next game. But we'll keep you posted on Twitter through all the rest of them, too. Make sure you're following DNVR_Rockies for all the latest Rockies news, all of our thoughts and reactions during these games. Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
I'm just at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's on Twitter.
Yeah, and you're posting some incredible pics, by the way. So lock yourself in to his Twitter, because the pictures that you are taking are legit art. They're art.
Thank you.
They're art. You're an artist. And follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. I'm posting my scorecards all season, so if you like scorecards and if you like my handwriting, you'll love it. But at the Susie Hunter is where you can find me on social media. We will be right back here Sunday post game on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Kale, you know what I love to say about closing out a show?
What do you say, Suze?
That's baseball. That's the show. We'll talk to you Sunday. Have a great weekend.
We all silly like the mayor.